The U.S. Agriculture Department says the nation is going through the worst agricultural drought since 1988, and for corn and soybean crops, it's been especially harmful. More than 3/4 of those crops are considered to be in a drought area, but that could actually prove to be beneficial for Texas. Bob Rose is the chief meteorologist with the Lower Colorado River Authority.
With the Midwest suffering from drought, it's driving prices up. So that means that the market price for the corn for many of the farmers in Texas and in our area are going to be very good.
As a result of the drought, the USDA has lowered projections for corn yields. And with it, many are expecting some effect on food prices. The USDA says there could be an increase, but Stan Beavers, an economist with the Texas AgriLife Extension Service, is reluctant to agree.
From a food standpoint, you know, I hesitate to say that there's a big increase in food prices coming, because I don't think there is. Will it have a small impact? Yeah, sure it will. Okay, but right along with everything else.
Beaver says that although Texas farmers can expect to benefit from the Midwest drought, most of them will not. The High Plains, from Lubbock to Amarillo, are a hot spot for corn, but those areas haven't seen as much rain as Central Texas.
They're experiencing the same drought that the Midwest is, and even more so because we've been in it since last year, and the Midwest is just getting in it this year. So the net benefit isn't a benefit at all. It's a detriment.
Recent rains have lifted most of Central Texas from a severe to moderate drought. For the Midwest, moderate to extreme drought conditions are expected to continue through at least the end of the month. Carlos Morales, KUT News.